So we had Jason on. I mean, did you hear like around how we went there? The exchange that you and Jason had was wild. Usually you click in and we just went over something. It's like a knockdown, drag-out fight. No, I think everybody kind of saw how bizarre the situation was talking to Jason, not just about the Cavs. I mean, that was some good stuff between you two, but also about what was going on with the quarterback situation, because there's so many things where it's like, well, if you say this, then that doesn't make sense. If you say that, then this doesn't make sense. About both Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, and let me throw in Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco there in a moment. I got some audio you guys have to hear of about Joe Flacco here momentarily. But go right on ahead there, Tone.
Well, just how convinced Jason Lloyd was of who Kenny was going to start week one. He said Kenny Pickett. He said Pickett's going to start week one. He said Flacco's the best quarterback. Listen to Lloyd moments ago during our interview. You know, Kenny Pickett, I don't even know how to include him in the conversation.
You don't know how to include him in the conversation. I still think he's the starter. Kenny Pickett's going to start the first game. I'll be shocked if he doesn't.
But hold on, Jason. Think about confusing what you just said was. You just said, I think Flacco's the best quarterback, but Pickett's going to start, but the fans want to see Shedeur.
Yeah. But I mean,
yet they took the other one, Dylan Gabriel, ahead of Shedeur. That's the most confusing quarterback situation ever.
I don't know if it's necessarily developing the young guys. Future quarterback of the Browns, they believe, is not on this roster yet, and they're going to take him in the first round until one of these young guys proves them otherwise.
So, I mean, you guys talking about that with the quarterbacks, that is a bizarre scenario for a lot of fans. And I find it very hard. Like, you are going to have to say, you're going to have to line up the pundits. And maybe we'll see it. Maybe we'll see it in the preseason. Maybe you won't have to. Maybe Kenny Pickett's just going to go out there and look like a stud. You're going to have to line up the pundits who really like Kenny Pickett to talk people into that. I think Joe Flacco, for the fan base, it's either they want the guy that they trust or come closest to trusting, or let's call it what it is. Now, I know I've been beating up on Peterlin a little bit for that whole 99% thing about Dylan Gabriel. They want to see the guy they trust, or they want to see the guy they're most curious of. Am I right or am I right? Owen, you have something to say.
Doesn't it feel like there was nothing about Pickett starting week one until the draft when Junkins and Fannin both said, well, Kenny's the guy that texted me. When they were getting their post-draft interviews and talking about who from the team had reached out to them, and they both said, Kenny Pickett, you know, shot me a text and said, welcome to the team and all that. That's when people went, well, does that mean he's the starting quarterback? I think there's such a cloud on... You know, it truly is a four-horse race right now, right? I mean, between anyone, it's a four-horse race at quarterback. The way that he went out and put himself out there, I guess he put his name into the fold just by sending those texts.
216-474-0092. This is going to be a bizarre thing because I'm going to play some audio for you here. This is from Frank Schwab, Yahoo, correct, Yahoo? Frank Schwab, afternoon drive yesterday, that if you heard what you heard from Jason and that disturbed you, Jason was nice compared to what you're about to hear to start this season from Frank Schwab. Hit it.
Not much. I mean, I think maybe in the Browns' minds, there's a lot of separation because Flacco's very safe. They know he can run the offense. They've seen what he can do. I think the memories of 2 years ago are still rattling around in their brains. But a 40-year-old Joe Flacco, really? I look at Flacco and I just say, what's the point? What's the point here? Like, a Browns team that's probably not going to be good this year is going to start a 40-year-old Joe Flacco, who really, honestly, aside from that six-game stretch with the Browns a couple of years ago, hasn't been good since in 10 years. Like, I'm not trying to just diss Joe Flacco here. I have nothing against him, but honestly, I don't see any reason to start Joe Flacco.
The reason to start Joe Flacco is simple. This is why you can't cover the sports being completely away from them. You know, if you and I were to do this in a different capacity and say that it was on Infinity, right? I think a lot of fans, if we're talking about their favorite teams, I think that there would be a disconnect there. Because I've been in the locker room, you've been in the locker room, you've been to the facility, I've been to the facility, obviously. But I think it's true of anything, whether it be the Browns, whether it be the Steelers, whether it be the Seattle Seahawks, any NFL team. And really, when you think about it, when you get to all pro sports, you got veterans there in there, you have to try. And it's not just about faking it for the fans and putting on some facade as if we're trying to win or anything. There are so, if you were not going to try to make an effort to do right by your veterans and to get their attention yet again, then what was the point of any of this? What was the point of meeting with Joel and getting him to come back for another year? What was the point of, and let's be honest here, think about all the contracts that we all lined up and said, well, it's too prohibitive because of the dead cap situation. We can't do it. What was the point of the Greg Newsom conversations? What was the point of the Wyatt Teller conversation? And I like both those guys. What was the point of signing Myles Garrett to an extension? If we're just going to say, well, there's no reason to really start Joe Flacco. Now, I don't even want to hammer on Joe on Frank Schwab because of that, because Frank Schwab probably looks in and goes, hey, you're either growing or you're dying. There's no third direction. If you're just going to sit there and be in the meaty middle, good luck to you. Because he doesn't have any faith in the franchise regardless. So that ain't Frank Schwab's fault. That's the Browns' fault. But there's a very sincere reason why you start Joe Flacco. The veterans like him. Veterans like him. They trust him. So it's Kenny's job to step up as best he can as a guy who gets these veterans' attention, gets their respect if he wants to be the starter. That's the job of this. That is what it is. When we play Greg Newsom on the station, can't find it here, but if we play Greg Newsom on the station talking about how Shedeur Sanders has gotten guys' attention in the right way, being an affable teammate, being the right type of veteran, being that type of guy, that means something. Even though Greg Newsom might not even be here next year. You still need to get the veterans. You got to be able to lead guys and brainwash them to play for you. Hit it.
He's been amazing. A sponge, I would say. I mean, it's just crazy that a guy this young with this much notoriety can just handle media and things like that. I think his dad has really taught him how, you know, to be that guy in the spotlight and understand that what comes with it. And I think he's been doing an incredible job of just learning and getting better each day.
That's Greg Newsom. And where was he talking about
NFL
again?
Network,
it was the
man.
NFL
Good
Network.
Morning,
Thank football. You very much on Good Morning Football. So that's Greg Newsom. That's one of your veterans. Yeah, I know. He might not be because you still have to put together a season. And what makes this most bizarre is that, guys, if it were a new head coach, if Kevin was in his rookie year and Andrew was in his rookie year, wash your hands of all of it and away we go. And you could look towards the future. It's bizarre to me that we're in year six. And I got to tell you, from day to day, I don't know whether to tell you that they're all in on winning or whether it's even the right move. Because I don't know from day to day if they're being judged on winning. Do you? Do fans? Anthony? Do
no,
you know
I mean,
whether
I,
or not? Okay, so if we're unclear of the identity of the team and unclear of the goal, I just don't know how you go, all right, we signed these guys, we signed Myles Garrett to an extension, and now it makes it even more difficult to trade him. Impossible to trade him now, okay? But we're not serious about winning. What was the point of any of this? What was the point? The fans aren't stupid. They've been through all these scenarios. You guys are not stupid. As much as you guys want to call each other stupid on social media, as if that's a real place, you're not stupid. You know why? Because you've seen all this before for the last 25 years at any given time. It's all history repeating itself. Lily pads of blame, different quarterbacks, what they bring, what they don't bring, head coaches, what they say, what they don't say, general managers, and the talking out of both sides of the mouth that they do. Seasons that mean something, seasons that don't mean something. Does it mean anything? Well, I don't know. When will it mean something? I don't know. It's the same scenario that plays out over 25 years. So how could you be dumb? You've seen it all. You've seen every single type of offense. You've seen every single type of defense. We haven't ran the wing tee yet. We'll see. I mean, you've seen it all. And I know this because this is the same. I remember saying this. I swear to God, I'll have Keith pull. I know we were owned by a different company then. I should have Keith pull the audio. I remember saying this in 2011. So if you've seen it all, and I don't know whether we're coming or going on this, it's like, hold on. Let's get back to the start before we forget where we're trying to go. That's why Joe starts the season, Browns fans. I need a guy I can just trust to start the year. I don't think there's any realistic Browns fans out there that think that this team has Super Bowl aspirations or playoff aspirations. I think that there's some people who would like to win a couple more than three games that they won last year and would like to see their favorite football team try to win football games. start the season with the guy who you'd have most confidence in, who I know that the veterans have the most confidence in. And if it ends up being Kenny Pickett, I'll see where that goes. But as of right now, it's Joe Flacco.